I will begin with the only poem I've read here before. It's a 50-euro poem. I know this because it's shortlisted for the Gregory O'Donohue International Poetry Award. So 50 euros in publication in Ireland. And to prove that Pittsburgh is the poetic center of the universe, one of the other shortlisted poems was from Pittsburgh as well. It's entitled Grammar Gunpowder. The plural of cannon is canon, because the first cannon is already too many, and others just more of the same. The plural of ammunition is ammunition. More than one pain is more pain. Death, more death. There is a style of copy editing that works like this. The reader will wonder why the character's name is spelled three different ways. Please address. I sometimes use this with my own students and with professional colleagues. And that led to this, I'm afraid. It's entitled Edits. The reader will not know who is speaking. Please address. The reader will not know if the character is on the ferry or watching the ferry from the shore. Please address. The reader will wonder who they really are, will know they are unlovable. Please address. The reader has, at this point, made regrettable decisions. Please address. The reader will have wasted important opportunities, will have wasted time. Please address. The reader will now understand that the ferry is coming for them. They will be disheartened at the cost of the ticket. Please address. All right, this is a longer one, and I can't explain it. It's entitled Taken Up. This is what happens. You are all young and innocent, and one day a thing, too complex to understand, floats in. But people are a part of it. Before you understand it, you are among those people. And it isn't fair, it's never fair, but we can't make real choices about what we don't understand. And life is always this lack of choice. So, tempted or stolen or both, you are on the thing, the ship, and they want you to jump to the ropes when the rope's name is called. And so they put your hand on each rope and speak its name. On each belaying pin and speak its name. Put your hand on each block, say its name. None of it makes sense or is easy or is fair. I know history tries to rule us, I know it does, but do this. Put your hand to the ropes, learn their every name. Also the pins, the blocks, the knees, the keel, everything that used to be a tree. Know how the very air can be power, how the wind can take you everywhere. Put your hand to the ropes. It is a beginning. This was until recently entitled Wind, until the workshop suggested that might not be best. We're working on that. Words are easy, will go with anyone, will not stay true even to themselves. Words are thoughtless, devious, impure, derivative. Words these days will change their font in an instant, flit from language to language, shedding half their duty with each change, and will not adhere to any one method of sounding out. Oh, they will calmly sit in dictionaries, in staid columns, pretending to some order. But that same day, loose in the streets, will tongue with strangers, the wicked, the ignorant, the bully, and the thief. They are vital to you, yet leave you, sorrowful, grasping vainly after, uncaring like the wind. And this is a standard phrase stretched out for its full implications, and it's entitled, When. When, in Sheol, Phlegethon's surface skims over so thick, they break out the saws, hay, and wagons, and pack cut blocks off to ice houses against a warmer day. When I get over the dream that was true for one day only. When Achilles faces facts and says, fuck all this shit, and sails home alive. When Napoleon listens to his master of horse, decides that governing peacefully is the best revenge. When I burn the letters. When everyone finally admits it was Oswald. Oswald alone, just Oswald. And thank you for the Masters of the Feast and to the audience and all that. I will finish with a profoundly philosophical poem entitled Maxim Number 4. Never underestimate the dealy-wompitude of dealy-wompers. Thank you.